This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In some Eastern countries, there are offices, qadi offices, where two people can walk in and just get married. No other permission required, and that's it. Is that actually allowed to do? A man and a woman just go in and decide to get married? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a very famous hadith, a rigorously authenticated, لا نكاح إلا بالولي. There is no marital contract except with the permission of the guardian, the wali, the one who takes authority over the female. The female here, the daughter or the sister, she needs a father or an elder brother or an uncle in the absence of the father to step in and to ensure that her rights are protected, that she's not manipulated, that experience of men about men is brought to the fore and ensures that the right the right marital contract occurs, the right relationship develops, the correct foundations are there, that this is not an emotional love decision before it's an intellectual one, that sense has been followed and that one has not been blinded by silly love. And I've given detailed lectures on this before. I have a lecture back in a day called Boys and Girls. You should check that out as well to understand exactly how men and women or boys and girls think, and that's why it's so dangerous to try and do this alone. And so no, this is completely unacceptable. Yes, it is true to say that amongst the scholars, the Hanafi school are the most liberal, if you like, or relaxed when it comes to the issue of the wali. They don't consider it to be an absolute necessary condition of the contract. They recommend it, of course. They'd like for it to be there, but if it wasn't there and there wasn't a wali, then the marriage contract is valid. But this is rejected by the vast majority of scholars because of the presence of this hadith, because of common sense, because of the fact that we have so much shar, especially in our time. I know many Hanafi scholars who are colleagues of mine that, despite not believing it from a madhab point of view, they implement this principle in their madaris or in their offices when they're giving fatwa or when they're putting marriages. They insist upon the wali because it's being abused to a whole different level. There are men and women who are, you know, society now is putting men and women in so much more contact than ever before. And so the you know, at least back in the day, there was always a certain degree of separation in all cultures, actually, especially the Muslim culture. Now, of course, there is no separation. Everyone is within everyone's grasp. Everyone's in each other's pockets. Everyone is on the end of a phone. There's so much contact, so much chat, so much love and so much passion, so much illicitness is being developed, and this delinquent kind of reality has caused or needs a reaction even from people who might not consider it to be a condition for a wali. So frankly, I'm very comfortable to say this is an untenable situation, must never be allowed to happen, that a man and woman just go in and decide to get married. The woman must be protected, the family should be made aware. And I just want you to know that if there's a man, and I'm speaking to the women now, that if there's a man out there who's trying to get you married or trying to marry you and saying ignore what your father says or whatever, whatnot, that's the guy to run a mile from. Because a real man would not want that. A real man, yani, wants everyone involved and wants it to be as open as possible and clear and strong, and there's something that he's trying to hide and is shameful. And likewise, a man who is in a scenario where you want to get married to a woman, but she does not want to tell her father, this is going to be a disaster for you in the end. It's going to be a bigger disaster for her in the end. There'll be no barakah in this. The contract will not be valid, and it's something that should be avoided. So this practice, forget that practice. Yani, in whatever country, whatever madhab they follow, good luck to them. But the position of the vast majority is that there is no marriage without a guardian for the female. Two people just can't rock up and get married, and Allah knows best. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.